the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Freaks, Nef, and Geeks, episode 25 of Freaks, Nef, and Geeks. I am your host, Rage, joined by...
Lee... Oh, scratch, I gotta do it again, hold on. Introduce me again, go ahead, no, do it again.
I am your host, Rage, joined by...
Lee, my God, champion!
That was better. More enthusiastic.
Yeah. I had to motivate myself.
What happened? Bad day for you?
I'm just tired.
Are you really?
Yeah.
It's only 11:07.
Tired, buddy.
Oh, and the producer that is Double A.
No, you can do better than that. He's part of the show. It's a three-man. It's a triple threat. Introduce him better than that. Come on. Try harder.
And the producer and the head man and mega power supporter.
Okay, let's stop.
Double A.
Stop. Can we get like the last 10 seconds of our song maybe and then we can try this again?
Why?
Because it's lacking.
Why was it lacking? I feel like we're doing great right now.
You gotta introduce Double A as part of the show.
I did introduce him as part of the show. He is a pivotal part of this show.
Yeah, so you don't go, oh, and Double A producer. Like it's an afterthought.
Hey, I mean, he's a mega power supporter.
And you give him every reason to be one.
Oh, well, that's him.
Okay, can I just try at a... You still host the show, but can I just try introduction, if you don't mind?
Go ahead.
Because I have been listening to some shows, as you know, I've been listening to some shows that were, you know, we've heard some dry hosts and not on this network.
Shit.
I've been listening to some shows and I heard one that was real animated, one host was animated, but the other one sound like Daria or some shit. So let's start. Can we just like get like, I guess like 5-10 seconds worth of the theme song and let's see if I can be that animated fella. Yeah! Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 25 of Freaks and Effing Geeks. I am your host, Lee Champion, and I'm joined by my co-host, Rage. Say hello, Rage.
What up, bitches?
Yeah! And by our other co-host, the one that's driving the mothership, the enforcer of the network himself, Double A!
What's going on?
Yeah! How'd I do?
I mean, if that's what you wanted, fine, but you know... Until August 23rd is over, he is a mega power supporter. Thus, I have no time to. No, man, we're in war times now.
You've learned and nothing from last
week.
We are in
war times now.
Reach.
And the battle lines have been drawn, and people have taken their sides, and obviously, Double A is. Ain't on mine.
So. Rage. Now listen, even though that I did throw in that I was going to support you being, you know, the co-host and everything, I gotta add that you did kind of leave the show last week with your tail between your legs. So I would be very careful how you finish some of these sentences you start, okay?
I'm finishing the sentences. But then I left when you pretty much fucked up my hosting duty for that night.
I didn't mess up anything.
You fucked it up. You fucked it all up. No, I didn't. I had my run sheet ready. I put work into
but
that.
Then you wanted to play fucking Gallagher in the background when we were trying to do a show.
I didn't want to be Gallagher. You were the one who was playing shit when I was talking.
Can never take ownership.
Rage. I did take ownership. I had owner. You wanted me to host, and I did host.
Yep.
I didn't get any of the topics I wanted to talk about. It's one of your reality shows
that you're so fond of.
We had some good topics to talk about, and I couldn't get there.
Go ahead and host the show, Rage.
Let me host the show.
Just do it. You don't have to have the last say. Just fucking do it. Just shut up. Don't say another word. Host.
Speaking of which, I want to talk. You want to get into this now or later?
Yeah, let's get into it. I know what you're talking about.
Do you? So,
you want me to go straight to it? Because if I say something, it ain't gonna be nice, and I don't want to get banned because it might just be the Double Agent Rage Show. Double A might really kick me off the, because somebody had the nerve to make some type of stipulation. And I'm really saying in this situation, Rage, you're more calmer than me. No,
because I was seconds away from being an N-word.
We're not going to go there. All right.
I'm just saying.
Whatever. Don't got to try hard. All right. So, do you want to go ahead and explain what happened, or you want me to just go ahead and do it?
So, I'll explain. So, last week, there at the tail end of the show, Lee called out someone. Should we leave him anonymous? Or
I called out Nixon. Ain't no sense in.
He called out Chris Nixon, and he basically challenged him to come on the show and basically settle this very, very long beef that
I never got a chance to go into it. I never got a chance to go into it because
he never had a real chance to
get
into it.
Can I set the stage on why it was happening?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Nixon and I know each other. Nixon probably listening. All right, so we known each other through Facebook for years. When the Great Divide happened, or whatever you want to call it, Nixon came with us, and everything was cool. And Nixon's cool guy. Like, there's times we get along, and then sometimes we just beef. And there's situations where Nixon will disappear for like 3 or 4 months. I mean, he will fucking skip town like a deadbeat dad, and then next thing you know, he shows up. And I don't know, it's just sometimes we just kind of like butt heads, and I mean, sometimes we cool, next thing you know, we butt heads. I think my biggest beef that I had was like, okay, so I have been gone to many indie shows. I've met so many indie wrestlers and ROH wrestlers. I've seen wrestlers so many times. I mean, there's times I've talked about, like, when I was young, seeing Sting and Ric Flair and Johnny Ace and Shane. That was nothing to me back in the day to see them. And even now, I mean, years ago, I was seeing ROH every. I've seen people before they got famous and went to the WWE. I remember being in a bar with Mofo, Pootie, and a couple of other people, and Kevin Steen is a table over taking shots with somebody else, and Roderick Strong walks up to us, and it was nothing for us to. Charlie Haas to go up and talk to him. I've had conversations with Shelton Benjamin, ACA, all these people I've talked to, and it's not a big deal. I mean, mm-hmm. I can give an opinion on like who is, you know, an asshole in person as any other based off of out my experience and also how I see them interact with other people. And it's not something I'm exclusive to. It's just I've just been privileged to be able to do that. I just and everyone knows that I am a huge Sting fan. I'm a huge AJ Styles fan. Met him a couple of times, and I just feel like I don't have to defend these people because they don't pay my bills and they don't, you know, it's not that big of a deal. And I think the problem was, like, when it all started was when NXT came on, first came on, it was like, motherfuckers couldn't comment in a random group page on NXT without another comment of correction. And I just like, that shit got real old real quick. So then, it got down to favorite wrestlers. And, you know, a lot of people, Will Morgan, who I'm going to get on William in a second. William, he'll fuck with me. Sometimes he'll call me out on call-in show, and he'll be like, fuck stink, fuck stink, fuck stink. He used to get me call-in, whatever. We all joke with Surfer about John Cena. We joke with Tony about Hulk Hogan. I like to believe that high up on the list, I don't know if it's his favorite wrestler, but high up on his list is Arn Anderson for AA, and of course, you see him Punk. If I'm wrong, I can, you know, I stand corrected.
Go ahead.
But if you even think about saying something about CM Punk I guess I just kind of felt like, you know, because Nixon met CM Punk, who I've met.
I don't know how many times.
But because he met CM Punk at Comic-Con or Seth Rollins, whatever, if you mention these people and you say something about NXT, like I could say, you know, NXT was kind of dry this week. And dude would just go the fuck off on me. Man, he hadn't done this in a couple of years, but this shit would happen. So I just like, you know, call in nice and friendly. We can have a nice friendly phone call because, you know, and see what was up. And it was going to be cool because, like, last week it wasn't going to be no, you know, issue. I was just like, you know, Nixon call in. You know, we need to talk, Nixon. Nixon has private messaged me before and we got along fine. So it ain't like, you know, there's no major issues, like we hate each other guts. Obviously we friends on the book on Facebook, so obviously if we wasn't cool in that way, then we wouldn't been friends on Facebook. But what happened last week was kind of like and I didn't even respond because I was like, whoa, this is some shit, like what Nixon sent me. And Nixon open with it, so I mean, it ain't like, you know, I'm putting he sent me a private, if he sent me a private message about something, we wouldn't be having a discussion over the air, because that's cruddy. With Nixon, what I'm about to tell you what Nixon did or said is something that he put out in the open. So Nixon said, Lee, I heard what you said. I'm more than willing to come on your show under one condition. Rage cannot co-host. He talks over everybody and he's annoying. And y'all know how I am, so first thing I did was throw it up in Rage face, like, damn, yo, that's what yo said about, you know what I'm saying? And then I thought about it, and I was like, wow, you know, what if the roles were reversed, and, you know, with this, you know, how would this be if somebody said about Tony C the AA, or Mega Powers the Phil, or however? I was like, that shit ain't, you know. And then I started thinking about it some more, and I was like, here go Nixon again with that passive-aggressive shit. Where it seems like, you know, it's
me over you.
So I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, this is like Bret Hart saying, okay, I'll be inducted in the Hall of Fame, but Shawn Michaels can't be there. You know, I mean, so in no way am I comparing Rage to Shawn Michaels, because I mean, hey, come on. I said Shawn Michaels.
You got something to say?
Not Mabel. But
you got something to say?
I said it. But so, you know, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I'll just put it like this, and I'm trying to, I don't want to burn any bridges. I want to save my job. I don't want to get kicked out. That's why I'm being very careful, okay? I'll say that I saw an episode of Dennis the Menace when I was little, and I remember how Mr. Wilson used to always give Dennis a lot of shit, okay? He used to really, I mean, he'd yell at Dennis, scream at him, throw shit at him, tell Dennis get out of his house and all types of shit. There was one episode with this one guy, I don't know who it was, moved onto the block, and he started yelling at Dennis, and Mr. Wilson lost his shit. He was like, only I'm the one that's allowed to talk shit about Dennis. Pretty much. I'm paraphrasing. And that's how I kind of feel. I kind of feel like, you know, there's only a select group of people pretty much, like, you know, on rant that can talk shit about Rage. It's acceptable.
Not acceptable, but I can take it.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's done in love when we do it, but yo, you tried to kick the man off his own show. Come on now, what type of shit is that?
It's very cruddy. It is very, very cruddy. And to me, like, initially, I really wanted, like I said, Lee was,
I calmed down.
Lee was hot. I was hot. I was like, but again, we're trying not to burn a bridge with the relationship that we have.
Just in general. Just leave it in general.
With period. We don't want to burn that bridge because, I mean, we're doing great things with this relationship. So, I'm just saying, like, you have absolutely no right to tell anybody to give any sort of, like, ultimatum as to when you're going to appear. Like, me and Lee put hours into this show planning and period. We've planned this show for, what, a year or so?
Yeah, it was 500 a day.
A year, like, about a year or so? We put so much into this show. And for you to say, oh, I'll be on if I'm not here. No, man. You're not Howard Stern. You're not... I'm just saying, you're not Howard Stern. You're not
the thing that did it was when
you're not
Shane.
Big time radio, man. I'm just saying, because
Shane had made a comment about. I posted a picture about Seth Rollins at PWG, and Nixon went the fuck off. I was like, nobody should be asking why he's there. Nobody has the right to ask that question. And I was like, what the fuck? So, William, I'm gonna get to you. Yeah, I'm gonna get to you, William. William said, "Is Lee about to give to you?" Yeah, I'm gonna get to you. Oh, I'm gonna get to William about something that's. I'll just say one word. Can I pause this conversation for a second?
Good.
And get to William since he's in the chat, and I want to give him opportunity because I don't know when he's about to get out. I'm gonna get to William because William, I wanted to make sure and tell you there is counseling available. There's counseling. There's help for you. You don't have to go through this alone.
Mm-hmm.
You can get the help. I'm pretty sure that you know. At your job, they have a crisis hotline. You can call. If you need, I can dial a number. We can do it on three-way. We can do it on the air because I saw your response to the news from this past weekend, and I don't think it was really
genuine.
I don't at all. I don't think it was sincere. I think that, like, you know how that dude tore up his DVDs when Batista won the Royal Rumble? I think that William tore up every Athena DVD and picture photo he has.
Lee.
They'll be. What's up?
The thing is that, you know, you're gonna go to your grave, and at least you'll still remember what she smelled like that day.
I know what type of shampoo she used, and I got to wrap my hands around her body, and I got proof of it. And the thing is that, like, I can say I did that before. I can say I did that before she got tied up. And, you know, look, William, let's be real. She ain't going to be in the business too long because, dude, he tied her down, and you know what's next. It ain't long. She going to be Prego.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I mean, she going to – I mean, you see her – I saw a picture of her, and I ain't going to lie. And I don't comment too much when William posts pictures of Athena because his head get big because he feel like that's his. That's his girl. But her ass was so fat, and it was just
why
like
you gotta do that
now, why it gotta, was. Hey, double A, can
why
I?
You gotta,
can
why you gotta I, dig? Double, why you gotta? Why you gotta dig at him like that?
I mean that in a good way, and I want. I wish double A had sound had cropped a particular drop that he sent me. He put it on Randy and Brute page, but I wish he cropped out that one part. You know what I'm talking about, double A. I mean, it that picture that William had. Make you just want to, I mean, it's almost looked almost good to eat. I mean, it was just.
Oh.
Oh, like okay, BG.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about now.
So the picture just looked, oh my God, felt like I could eat. And, you know, I look and like the thighs and everything. I'm like, somebody's God, been doing Kegels.
Hold on.
God, I can't believe it. He looks good enough to eat. I don't mind.
Yes. See, Gene knows what I'm talking about. Gene knows what I'm talking about. And, yes, nobody. Like Layla L. And I'm going to miss Layla L for that reason. Layla L had been missing for a while, and a lot of people gave her a lot of shit. I was a fan of Layla's wrestling, and I will also say that I was a fan of a lot of photos that Layla had.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that, William, it's going to be okay. And I want you to know that I wrapped my loving arms of protection around Athena, and that I held her. I consoled her and I held her. She lost that match that night. She lost that match.
That ass tied down.
Before she did. She traveled all the way to Baltimore to get a hug from me. And William, you'll never get that.
God, you'll never.
Oh, no. I know what Kegel's echelon.
Dirty for that.
But trust me, when homeboy slide up in there and she locked the Kegel on, the Kegel exercises, I hope his pull-out game is on point, or else he going to be in for some shit. But anyway, yeah, William, you'll never know what it was, what it smelled like. I'll tell you, she used like a coconut shampoo. And she definitely used butters, cocoa butters, shea butters. And yeah, William, you'll never know. So you can live through me. Oh, I can still smell it like yesterday. And I have that picture somewhere around. I don't know what I did with that picture. I got to find it. It got lost in the... It's somewhere trapped in the vault of uranium. It's tucked away like they got shit hidden in the Vatican. So it'll surface up one day. And don't worry, William. It'll be okay. Just remember. Because, see, William, in some alternate reality out there, like in Earth 3247586, William and Athena ended up together.
Oh, my God.
But unfortunately, this ain't that Earth. And I'm sorry. So if you need any counseling, we have a resident chaplain, Pastor Sadell. Put the gun down, William. Put the gun down. No more tribute shows. All right. Moving on. What did we do with Nixon?
What did we do with Nixon?
What did we do with this Nixon situation?
What did we do with it?
I mean, the thing is this. Like, he's going to want to come on. Okay? And, you know, If he comes on, Nixon, you heard that intro I did? You got to come like that, buddy.
Here's what I'll do.
Come on, like Ben Stein.
If Nixon wants to come on, I'll come on. I'll even give in to his stupid demand for about 30 minutes.
No, you're not. Oh, okay, you know what? All right, okay. All right.
30 minutes. I'll give him 30 minutes.
Nixon, show up. You talk to my people. My people talk to your people.
You come to the Lions Den and
Rage won't be here
for a half hour.
You're not. Rage isn't gonna be here at all.
At all. You really want to do this with him?
Rage won't be on the show that night.
You sure about that?
I'm sure.
Cause I got frustrations.
Okay.
Of the yin yang.
It's all right. It's all right, Rage.
With him.
I always have a plan. So. Yeah, you just,
live tweeting about something. That's funny. But, anyway,
But, you know, Nick, this shit is gonna get back to Nixon. Nixon doesn't listen to our show. But someone tells Nixon, and it's okay, that's fine. He might listen to the download or something, but. All I'm saying is that, okay, so, and it's fine. Look, Nixon loves NXT. That is awesome. And that's an amazing thing that he loves NXT. But Nixon, it's enough NXT for it to go around for everybody. You ain't got to school everybody on this.
You're not CM Punk's advocate. I don't know if you met him. I don't know how many times you met him, but I'm sorry, but I have to.
Because Nixon, by the time they get to NXT and by the time they get to you, everybody from Rant Wrestling, myself, Phil, Megabot, we Double A done seen half of them, FCW. We done seen all these folks before. So it's really not an introduction.
There'll be a little bit of an introduction for me, but
still. You're the one getting introduced.
Yeah.
We know these people for years. Shit.
I'm not ashamed to say that I didn't know a whole lot about the the talent in NXT. I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm knowing about these people from everybody else in the network.
And I'll be honest with you, NXT. Okay, this is my thing with NXT. And like I said, and Double A is going. Me and Double A had conversations about this. I believe that Triple H is. I like what he's done with NXT, and I know it's not a wrestling show. Just bear with me, y'all. I'll be real quick. I know that I like what Triple H is doing with NXT, and I know Dusty and William Regal were involved with it, but ultimately Triple H is the one. That's his thing, and he's doing a great thing with the wrestling and all. But my two issues I have with NXT is this. The one is that, and this is the same thing that people accuse Jeff Jarrett of doing. Triple H just taking people that have everybody who has gotten pushed and been successful, unless they've been a third generation wrestler, like Bray Wyatt or Roman Reigns or whoever else, Bo Dallas, everybody else who's been pushed and been successful, they've known in the indies.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. The dude from the Lucha Dragons. What's his name? Captain Owens. Almost all of them have come from the indies. WWE, I'm trying to figure out who they pushed, who they have in-house. That they pushed, who's made. Adam Rose didn't. What's the other dude? The Ascension, they didn't. The Ascension wasn't even all that to begin with. Just because they had the championship for that long. The Ascension was bullshit. And I said it. The Ascension was fucking bullshit. I don't care, but they was bullshit before they even got there.
I kind of like the Ascension.
Bray Wyatt is the only one, and like I said, that's because he's a third generation wrestler. It's in his blood. That's the thing. Outside of that, look, dude, what's his name? What's the dude that looked like Randy Orton in Village People? Randy Orton. What's his name? Tyler Breeze. Yo, he has been there for 5 years. They got so many indie people.
Are you serious?
From FCW all the way up to NXT, he's been in developmental that long.
Gosh.
He was bitching about Kevin Owens getting pushed over him.
He's like,
that's him. Yo, so what I'm saying is that, like, you look at Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, Kevin Owens, Cesaro, Neville, all these people have been doing something. Look at Paige. Her mother is a wrestler. I mean, over there, these are already people who've been established and doing some shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, where's the power? Where are all these people that are coming from the performance center that WWE has their self that they have down there? Mm-hmm. Where are all these people at? That's why I pay zero to no attention at all to Tough Enough, because it's a bullshit. It's just a bullshit reality show.
Bullshit show.
It's a slap in the face to Tyler Breeze and all these other dudes who've been sitting down there for 5 years. When you gonna pull some people out there? The one guy who was a wrestler who I particularly didn't care for, but he was the one guy that was a wrestler, they vote him off. So it's just a bullshit show. So yeah, it's whatever. I'm just saying, you know, NXT. I tell you what, I've been on record saying that I'm not a huge fan of, outside of WCW when they used to come there. I was not a huge fan of like the Lucha style wrestler, whatever. But I've been watching some Lucha Underground. That's some of the best shit that's going on right now. That shit is fucking awesome. And no, I'm not talking about, all right, Darren Young and Titus O'Neil. I'm not talking about from their, all right, Double A. With them, all right, they came from that old NXT, didn't they?
They came from the original NXT, but they started in FCW.
Well, you know what? They go along the whole lines with, but it's a whole group of them that came too, because Ryback did too.
Yeah. Okay.
But when they did all that, it wasn't no performance center.
Well, they had FCW was they were training people in FCW.
Yeah, they were. That's what I'm saying. Like they were training people FCW, but that actual performance center they just launched down there when they was giving the tours and doing all that shit. Where are all those guys at? Like, it's been 2 years since they did that performance center, right?
Roughly, yeah.
So where are all those guys at that we saw coming that were doing? Where are they? Oh, I'll tell you who else we got. But he was already wrestling in TNA. Consequences, what's his name?
Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods. Yeah, we got him.
Okay, Big E.
All right, we got Big E. And now somebody like Big E, I don't know where he was before. Did he just start off on a?
I remember seeing him in a Cena like promo.
I think they pulled him from somewhere, and he got the push because I believe it was like John Cena and Triple H took a liking to him, and they felt that he had it. And, you know, apparently he did because, you know, he was, I believe he was the one that beat Seth Rollins for the NXT title.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah. He did it. So. Yeah, he started off in...
in NXT. Yeah.
Yep, he started off FCW. Yeah, you're right. He's another one.
The Divas are probably is the only exception where a majority of them are coming from NXT and, like, you know, the Sasha Banks and you know, Becky Lynch, of course, was pulled out of
England. Well, I know Sasha Banks, she was in a promotion until she got there.
Yeah, but how big was Sasha Banks prior to WWE?
Well, my point is, okay.
Because
I'm not up on my women's wrestling. My point is that, okay, you have women who have, you have somebody who already has prior wrestling experience. I'm talking about where the people that you, like Big E, for example. Big E's first wrestling experience was WWE.
Yeah.
So they made him. Because, I mean, when I'm talking about Sasha Banks, I mean, because let's be fair, I mean, Kevin Nash.
You're talking like the walk-ins from the...
I compare Sasha Banks. I compare, like, Kevin Nash had some wrestling experience. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, wasn't WCW his first thing? Or was he somewhere else?
Right? I don't think. If he was somewhere else, I don't know it.
I mean, so he still gets credit for being somewhere else. Kind of like, you know, the whole thing with Sasha Banks. She's been, like, chaotic wrestling and...
Yeah, he had to have come, you know, from somewhere. Because I don't think that they saw Kevin Nash walking on the street and they said, you know what, we're going to sign... He wasn't El Gigante. You know, and the only reason why El Gigante was signed to a contract to WCW is because I believe he was contracted to play for the Hawks in the NBA... which was at the time, I think, owned by Ted Turner.
Okay.
And that's how the whole thing started. But I mean, it's hard. The thing is, of the people that the majority of the people that are in NXT now have some wrestling experience because they just don't sign people off the street anymore.
And I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying I would like to see them push people that aren't just. And you know what I'm saying? Okay.
Somebody don't have
any wrestling in their bloodline.
Somebody they signed off the street was Lana. Okay, Lana had no wrestling. Not that Lana has wrestled, but she's a top draw. You know, she's a big deal in WWE now.
Only reason why I don't... How can I put her? The reason why I'm kind of hesitant to even put her in that category is because...
I got another one for you, too.
Who's that?
Caitlin.
Okay. Caitlyn was
pulled out of obscurity and she was dumped on NXT, the original NXT, and she won it and she just kind of just made her short time in WWE whatever it was, and she was Divas champion and all that stuff, and she was a fan favorite.
So my thing is this: they start this Performance Center July 12, 2013. So it's been 2 years. Mm-hmm. About 2 years and a month. Tomorrow will be 2 years and a month. And they've got some great trainers there. We know that Adam Pearce just signed. Mm-hmm. The women, we know they have, what's her name?
Sarah Del Rey. And the guys are helping them too.
Yeah, and they got, you know, they have some, did they ever get a... What's his face ever come back?
Who?
Eugene?
No, he was, and then I believe he left again.
Okay, he did. Okay. And Billy Gunn's there, right?
Billy Gunn's there. I believe, don't hold me to this, I believe Billy is in position to be the head trainer right now.
Okay. What about his partner? What about, what's his face?
No, he's an agent. So.
But my thing is, like, show your people. Because even when it came, okay, so we can name some people who, and I know AAU would be able to do this a lot better. Tony C. even too, from WCW's Power Plant. We know, yeah. Goldberg. We know, who was it? Norman Smiley. Who else?
No, Norman was actually, he was a wrestler before all that. But Norman worked in the
power plant. Did you count
DDP? DDP was a power plant graduate because DDP didn't have any wrestling experience. You got to remember, DDP's career started as a manager.
Yep.
He was not a wrestler.
I remember him at the Diamond Exchange.
He was
and all
with
that.
The Diamond Exchange. The Giant, Big Show, came from the power plant.
They got a list of graduates here. Okay.
A lot of people from the
CW power plant. C.W. Anderson, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. But it wouldn't surprise me because, what, we're talking the mid-90s. There weren't that many wrestling schools out there.
They're listing people who, because they have a list of the power plant. They have Kevin Nash on there. Because I'm guessing they're saying anybody at WCW trained, they throw in.
Yeah, but I don't know when the power plant opened.
Let's see. It says was developed and operation throughout. It just says throughout the 1990s and stopped holding contests December 99 and closed in March when it was taken over. So it just says that it started in. Oh, here it is. Let's see. It was in operation as early as 1995.
Okay,
but that doesn't make sense because
Nash was WWE champion by then.
Yeah, but all I know is so they gave this list and they have the trainers they had was like Lash LaRoe, Bobby Eaton, Dwayne Bruce, Paul Orndorff. But then I'm looking at some of the people who came from there. They said like Shark Boy, Sick Boy, Sonny Siaki. See, Mike Sanders, who I still to this day don't figure out how he got the position.
Neither do I.
Like this dude came out of nowhere. Like. And was on TV every week. Horseshoe, Mark Jindrak, Troy Zulu, Hamilton, Giant Gonzalez, Shane Helms, Sean O'Hare, Goldberg, Giant, Kiwi, David Flair, Chad Brock, Brian Anderson, The Demon. And I think The Demon is a...
Dale Torborg.
Yeah. Lash LaRoe, Lodi, oh, fucking Mongo, Ernest Miller, Chuck Belongo, The Renegade. And then for the females, they had...
Molly Holly. It should be Molly Holly.
They got what's Major Guns, Medeja, Stacy Keebler, Leah Meow, Paisley, Tigress, Daphne, Deborah McMichael, Tori Wilson, and what's her name? Asia?
No, that's somebody else.
Or Asya?
That's somebody Asia, but that's somebody else.
Okay, and that's what they have listed there. Now, keep in mind with the source that I'm looking at to get this information, so...
Yeah, that doesn't sound very accurate, because they listed a few names there that would be outside that time frame, but there were no wrestling schools back then. I mean, there was what? There was the power plant, you had Johnny Rods up in New York, Killer Kowalski, I think ECW had a wrestling school, and that was about it. Oh, and there was one out in California that they're the ones that are responsible of grooming... John Cena, Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan, and a few others in their early careers, because I know Daniel Bryan eventually was trained by Shawn Michaels, but in their early careers they all got started in that APW or All Pro Wrestling, whatever the hell it is, out there in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Now I know Booker T still has his.
Yeah, well that's today though.
And in Canada, they all say he an asshole was Jacques Rougeau. Oh, has that one. That's when Steen came through. Kevin Steen up there in Canada with Jacques Rougeau and his
Well, now today you got Lance Storm. You've got...
Yeah, Lance Storm has his now.
You know, everybody has a wrestling school now. The Dudleys have one right up the road from WWE's Performance Center.
Ah, interesting. Well, Phil said Hugh Morris.
He came from Johnny Rods. He trained under Johnny Rods.
Oh, and real quick, not to go off on a tangent, but just real quick, in the chat room, Pastor Sabell, Nobody, host of Wrestling Calling Show, William Morgan, who's still right now going through his I should have played that song. Break up to make up. But ain't gonna be no making up. Rant EM Rare, host of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Josh E. Hacksaw Lou Reed, Raise the Insatiable, Matt E. Echelon, AA, the Champion, and the Surfer. And four anonymous users from across the pond or from days way back when in the past.
a little something for William Morgan. Together we make this relationship a little harder, at least on ourselves. We give and we take from each other so much that I feel we don't need no one else. We fuss and we fight, then the next day we type, this is crazy, girl, you need some help. Girl, if you pull up to my window, I'ma take your order for order. I don't know, that's the song.
You know what you should have played?
What?
You should, and see, everybody's not going to remember this. Rage definitely won't remember this. But back in like 1990 or 91, there was a show called Beverly Hills 90210, and there was an episode where Dylan and Brenda broke up on the beach, and they played R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion. And it was symbolic because it was like, you know, they were like, you know, if they couldn't be together, I think it was an age difference, and they couldn't be together. So, yeah. We need to get photos of William, like, looking over and, like, dancing around an empty room by himself. And then when it gets to the part where it's like, that was just a dream, you can see, like, a heart torn in half. Hi. It's bigger than you. Yeah. And you know where else we can get? You know, we can either play that one, or we could play the Super Brawl, Steiners versus Sting and Luger. I can see William lamenting with that playing in the background. You know what I would do? Get a picture of Athena and put her head in clouds, like when Harley Race missed that headbutt on Hogan and went through that table and act like he died the next week on TV and he had his head up in the clouds.
Oh my God.
That's what we could do with Athena, right? Put her and her man up in clouds. And William, yeah, William, left that bullshit. I'm so happy for you.
No, he needs something a little bit more dramatic, you know.
He needs something that's gonna. He needs something that's gonna. He can feel down in his soul. Here we go. You ready? Athena, how you do this to me, girl? You had something special. I bought all your tape. Study all your matches. I thought that old face meant something else. Here you go and pull this shit? You know what I sacrificed for your ass? I tell you right now.
I brought you on the show.
Every breath you take. Every move you make. Watching your ass. Not these things. Oh, the police. You better hide that motherfucker. Shot that ring off. Look good enough to eat, girl. Poor William.
At the end there, he sounded like Ricky Ricardo.
You know who he gonna look like when you see him at the end? He gonna look like what's his name? I don't know if you ever seen the Five Heartbeats.
No.
when Eddie Kane Jr. came up to him after he was on while he was trying to cover from his heroin addiction. And they was like, "What's going on?" They already got a new lead singer. And he was like, "Ang." He was like, "Nice like this. I wish that raindrops would fall. Nice like this. I wish that raindrops would fall." Let me stop fucking with William.
We
I know. Can you imagine his face when he opened his fucking Twitter and saw that shit?
We got audio of William's reaction after the after he found out the news. So here it is.
It sounded like a goat trying to express his feelings. Oh my God, I know what that was from. That was that dude How about he talk to his father or something? And he just start crying out.
An intervention, yeah.
Or intervention. Oh my God, I can see William doing that shit. Well, I hope William had some PTO because you know he called out that day. You know he called out that day. Oh my gosh! All right, so, Rage, before you, because we didn't talk about this shit for a while. Rage, before you commence, I just want to ask AA one more thing. Oh, two more things I want to talk. One more thing is, if you have not seen Lucha, I posted in the Fruits and FNG's group page this video. It's like 37 hours and 37 minutes of Lucha. And after watching that shit, like, I found a YouTube channel that has every episode. And I don't know, I'm going to try before the end of this year is over to go back and watch all episodes. Because that shit looked, I think that I found a promotion that's like, can satisfy my hunger. Like, that shit just seems so. And I'm a huge Ricochet fan. So I was like, you know, I can see Ricochet on the regular. Don't have to worry about seeing him on a, you know, because before I had to find my whole Dragon Gate or USA or even my PWG or, you know, when he would go around.
You sent it to me, right?
Yeah, I sent it to you today.
Okay.
I want to talk to AA real quick, but Rage, real quick, I want to ask you about, no, I'm going to save yours, Rage, because you're going to be long-winded with yours. No offense, but I know you're going to want to take your time and really express yourself when I ask you about this one.
Okay.
I want to ask AA about that that scallywag Kim Kardashian.
Oh, scallywag! Oh shit! I haven't heard
what
that.
What you think about that photo?
I'm telling you, that's a horse's ass.
You know what? And you know what? I thought it was perfect. Oh my God, it was perfect. The only problem was that it probably wasn't real. But it was
disgusting.
Perfect. Oh my gosh.
It was nasty. It was hideous.
You sell out ass. You please.
No. Like, there was a time. Sorry, but there's a time when.
Rage, you've shown me.
But
you
to me, Kim Kardashian. I know, but Kim Kardashian.
They're like, look at this league. Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, Kim Kardashian at one point was sexy. Really, really was. But, you know. Then she comes out with this pregnant nude, and it's like,
and nothing wrong with the. I mean, besides the fact that I'm not look, Demi Moore did it back in the day on the cover of a magazine or something. I'm not talking about the fact of the fact she's pregnant. I'm talking about one particular part of the anatomy. That's all I'm talking about. Okay. And I don't have an issue with this. I could with that woman and her husband, whatever, do I could care less. I just get tired of hearing about them all the time. And because I feel like I stay out of the way enough where I shouldn't hear about them, but somehow they end up still in earshot. You know, like I end up in earshot of some type of news with them.
You're not the only one.
Oh, yeah, because homeboy, dude, walked off.
Yeah.
But the issue is that, like, Rage, you... Now, I don't have an issue with Serena, but Serena's ass is like muscle.
And I know, yeah.
You fine with that. And then China doesn't even have an ass. Taylor, what's her face? Taylor Hendricks doesn't even have one.
Well,
so,
true.
I'm trying to figure out. No, there's no opinion. It's not there.
It's your opinion.
We need to do a poll. I need to set up a poll in a group page and see if people can.
Well, of course, they're going to side with you.
No, there's no siding with me because we're going to be a photo.
They have their expectation for what a good ass is. Like, everybody has an opinion on what the perfect ass is.
It has to at least be an ass. She doesn't have a bad ass. She has a long, she has a book bag butt.
Oh, God.
A backpack butt.
Oh, God.
It's like a long back.
Oh, well.
Like, Rage, if do you feel like you had something to hold on to?
I think so.
You called yourself, Rage, you call yourself Rage the Insatiable. I mean, does she look good enough to eat?
She do.
Oh, you're full of shit.
She do.
A constipated motherfucker. You are full
she
of
looks
shit.
Clean.
It ain't nothing but her.
She looks clean.
Okay.
Well, you know how people are. They, you know, they clean bones. Don't matter if there's any meat on it.
Oh,
Let me ask Double A, because I got to ask Rage about his. This the one that's going to set Rage off in a second. I know it is. That's why I'm saving it.
All right.
Before he does it. But I want to ask Double A first about what we talked about. What did you send me earlier?
When, today?
Yes. Because we sent each other so much shit. I'm trying to think.
I sent you the thing about the one kid about the...
Oh!
The kid in jail.
The sad part is the audio is cool. But I guess you just have to see it.
You have to see the video, yeah.
What they did to him. They Rey Mysterio'd his ass. Like, he just wanted to feel safe in that moment. So, usually on these, was it Scared Straight?
It's Beyond Scared Straight on A&E.
Okay, so usually on those, they get these children in there, and a lot of these children are assholes. So they get in there and be like, "You can't touch me, bitch! You still can't touch me!" I don't know what went down on this episode, but they were putting their hands all on this dude. I mean, making him do push-ups. I mean, all types of stuff. So at one point, the guy, like, starts doing curls with this dude with the back of his shirt. Like, so he lifts him up off the ground. Imagine how, like, a lion would pick up a lion cub and place it somewhere. That's how he picked him up back.
And his feet were flailing.
His feet were flailing, and he was trying to get the tip of his toe to touch the ground so he could feel like he was safe. He couldn't touch the ground. So then out of nowhere, some motherfucker rolls in some orange. And like, peel an orange! Peel it! And if you saw the look on this guy's face, he looked like his ass was about to be taken from him. I mean, you just had to see the look on this guy's face. It's one of those things where it's like...
The audio doesn't do it justice.
Doesn't do it any justice. And the thing was, if you saw this boy... I was asking myself the question, because I remember seeing that episode, but I don't remember what exactly he did. I was like, I want to know what this child did. That was so bad for him to end up there. Probably. Because that experience is going to scar him for the rest of his life. He almost got Ving Rhames from Pulp Fiction. Like, you just don't understand. All these inmates came out of nowhere. There wasn't an officer in sight.
No, there was, and there was one pushing him to pick up the orange.
That's what it, oh, that's right. That's right. That was an officer. He was in on it too.
Yeah.
Pick up the orange. Pick up the orange. Pale orange. I'll play, eat that orange.
I want to play the audio, but I don't think, you know, it's clear, but I mean, you know, like the video the video is just priceless.
I saw this before. Oh my god!
This sound like he was being the a Rage. I don't know if you can get it quick enough. There is a request to see the Kim Kardashian picture in the chat room. He just put it in the chat for him. I think nobody didn't get a chance to see it, or maybe Surfer put it in. Let's see. He pulled up Eddie Kane.
The thing is, what was funny is that they made him. He was having a hard time peeling that orange. So they said, "Bite the damn orange, then," and he started to bite the orange like an apple. To try to get the skin off.
Fucking, what the fuck is he doing?
And then
Double A.
And then even then he was having a hard time doing that when they threatened to open up that cell door. He just started going like
they lifted it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me he didn't piss his pants.
Oh my god, of course he did. We talked about shitting our pants earlier in the show, and I'm sure he did.
Never have shit my pants once, by the way. Never. Never once.
Hey, Rage, you never sharded?
No. Never
Lying
once.
Ass, you sharded.
Never once.
You sharded. Never. Yeah, you have. Yeah,
never.
You wouldn't tell us. You'd lie. Just like you lied when you looked up. Look, I know. See, this is the thing. You could probably fool some of the people some of the time. And other people, you won't fool any of the time. But you
want
to. You won't fool me any of the time because when
I want you to listen
up,
to me.
I know you looked up AM and PM. I know you
I want you to listen to me right now.
He probably
I
don't fuck what you I'm say. Sure he's getting
I never shit in my pants in my entire life.
Whatever rocks your socks.
Skid marks the size of popsicle sticks.
Maybe when I was a baby, when I don't even remember that, but no. Never have.
All right, let me get to you, Rage. Ronda Rousey. She need to look. I'm not a. I don't watch boxing. I'm not anymore. I used to when I was younger. Back when it was Tommy Hearn, Marvin Hagler, even up to Mike Tyson, all that. My father used to have me watching Sugar Ray Leonard, all that stuff back when I was younger, but. I haven't watched it in years. I think the last time I seen a fight was like Lennox Lewis against Mike Tyson.
Yeah, I saw that. Ordered that on pay-per-view.
And I don't even know how many years ago that was. But
that was 2001,
still, 2002. Yeah. What the fuck is she doing? Anytime you a woman calling out a man, if he accepts the challenge, he a bitch. If he don't say nothing, and he just... What is she doing? He's not going to fight her.
She needs to
sit down somewhere.
It's honestly, Kim is definitely trying to provoke her. Deep down, she knows that Floyd is not going to accept a fight with her, just like Floyd knows he's not going to fight her. But Ronda, I feel like she's really...
Don't say nothing stupid.
No, she's... I think she's really stepping, like, she's really becoming, like, a big, you know, figure for, you know, domestic violence. I really do. From this whole thing she's having with Floyd to the DMB campaign, it's like, I feel like...
Say that, but should she use the end of her fight and press conferences and all this other shit as a platform for her to call this man out? It don't seem like
if that's what she wants to do. I'm not gonna knock her for it. But in the end, she's really doing.
You've knocked people for worse.
See what? But
you've knocked people for worse shit. Don't give her a pass just because.
But she's doing it. But to me, she's doing it for a cause. She really is.
Okay, but
and you gotta give it that she's doing it for a cause.
You can have a cause, but is it appropriate at the time she's doing this shit?
I think so.
So anytime she gets a mic in front of her, that's her opportunity to go out there. Is this appropriate for her any time to start challenging this dude to a fight?
Look, like I said, she's doing it for a cause.
Thank people you speak, Reach.
I'm serious. I think she's doing it for a cause, and a very good cause.
I'm not doubting that,
but in the back of her mind, look.
At any time she gets a mic in front of her to start talking about her wanting to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Look, if that's what she wants to say, then let her say it.
You've given people more shit for less.
For what?
All types of shit. You've given people shit just for breathing. For having a show on TV. You got on somebody, a couple of weeks ago, you did a whole thing about how you can't believe that America's Most Wanted isn't on, but
still, in the end, she's doing it for a good cause.
Okay, and I'm not doubting that, but I need you to listen to me. Do you think it's appropriate that whenever she gets ready, at any form she has, she should be calling this dude out?
In any form? I think there's some... I think there's some...
She was at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, and the mic's in front of her.
Then you know what? Yeah, you got a point. That's not really the most appropriate time to do it, especially when... I mean, you're in front of... I mean, what age range is Nickelodeon at? Like, it's Nickelodeon. It's a kid's... event, a kid's show, a kid's network. I don't think that's the right time to want to do
the
that.
Fight's never going to happen, ever.
Yeah, it's not.
So don't you think it's kind of short?
I'd love to see it.
Talking this shit?
I mean, maybe there are some places that wouldn't be necessarily appropriate, but I mean, again, like I said, it's for a very good cause.
What's it going to accomplish?
I think it's gonna try and at least help women become a lot more, well, not a lot more, I mean, just more, feel more stronger about themselves.
How? Is she raising money? I mean, is she doing this at the House of Ruth?
She's raising money for this.
I'm just trying to figure this out, because
I think she's spreading awareness. She's doing this for a charity.
Okay, but
I mean, she's... Go ahead. What were you about to say?
Look, I'm just calling you out on this shit. I just feel like when it's a person you like, you have a very hard time being critical of them. You do. Because everybody in the chat room and everybody listening can name times when you've given people shit that it was not even a big
deal. All right, everybody in the chat room, do it right now. I want to hear this. I want to see this.
Okay, in the chat room, if Rage has called somebody out for some stupid shit before, and you've heard it on this show, on air, on Rant Period, on anything on this network, just type yes in the chat. I want to see how many yeses we get. Because I believe you have. I'm pretty sure. I mean, and then when it's somebody you like, you give them a pass. You just spent the whole last fucking hour doing it with CM Punk.
Yeah, and I still think he did it for a damn good reason. I'm not going to get into it.
You don't have to, because you did it for a while. And I will say, I can understand where both of y'all are coming from, but I'm just saying that, like, I will say that you in particular, and I know other people like you, that this guy can do no wrong as far as you're concerned. And the amazing thing is that if he met you, he'd probably tell you kiss his ass.
I don't think so.
You don't
think so.
He probably
have said it to Nixon one or two times, but he wouldn't have did it to me. I would have been very nice.
He'd probably tell you kiss his ass.
He wouldn't.
You don't know that.
He wouldn't.
You don't know that.
He wouldn't.
All I'm saying is you need to get your girl in check, because it's a time and a place for that. At least three or four times already she's saying it ain't going to accomplish nothing. They're not going to fight. No one was sanctioning anything like that. They're not going to fight. So let me ask you this. So she don't want him fighting a woman, so she challenges him to fight a fight.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Maybe it doesn't.
You shouldn't be fighting a woman.
Maybe it doesn't make sense, but I'd pay big money to see
it. It'll never happen, Reed. You think that match?
I know it's not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen. But
so, what's her point then? What's her point of doing all this?
I keep on telling you.
Don't she have other things to focus on? No, but I'm just saying, bringing awareness. What the fuck? I mean, come on, Rage.
What?
I just thought that she would come better than this with a response. Anyway,
I thought I did, but obviously I'm being misunderstood.
No, you didn't say anything. All you said to me was she's trying to create awareness.
I said sometimes in certain places, maybe it's not the best place to mention it. Maybe some, but I know they're not gonna fight. I know they're not, but. Still, I think she's doing something very, very good for women. She's doing something. She's spreading awareness for domestic violence. She's trying to encourage women to be a little bit more stronger to defend yourselves if need be. And that's all. That's all I think about it.
I didn't hear her say
maybe anything. Maybe I'll give you. Huh?
I didn't hear her say anything about women defending herself. I just heard her making underhanded comments to Floyd.
Her campaign don't. The DMB campaign, do nothing, bitch. That's.
Then why not mention that when you got the mic in front of you and still challenging some dude to a fight that you know ain't never gonna happen? Don't you think that would have been more productive? I mean, if she got the mic in front of her and they said, "What do you think of this Floyd Mayweather situation?" Wouldn't you think it'd have been a lot better if she said, "Well, obviously, you know, me and him can't have a fight."
She hasn't always did
that. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
What if she said, for obvious reasons, him and I can't be in a sanctioned fight? But I would encourage all women that you don't have to tolerate this, and you know I do have a cause that you know. et cetera. She goes her.
I kind of think you're blowing this a little bit out of proportion because
this sort of thing.
She's been doing this sort of thing now for.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me? Almost a month. You of all people are telling me I'm blowing something out of proportion. You are telling me?
I think you are. I really think you are. She's only been doing this shit for a month, but for the longest, she's basically.
How many times? She's been doing it for a month.
She's calling out Mayweather on his fighting skill, his personality, basically who he is as a man. That's all she's been doing that the majority of the time. It's only recently she started challenging this nigga to a fight.
So she challenges somebody that's not even saying sports. You're not even okay. So that's even worse. I could. You ain't got. You can't defend this woman.
Yes,
all right, let's
I
go
can.
On.
I just
let's
did.
Quit tell you. No, you did.
Yes, I did.
No, you did. Let's you like to believe you did.
I did.
Wait
a minute. Let's take a break.
We're not taking a break.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
I'm telling the story first, then we're taking a break. Don't cut me off. But see, that's what you do. That's what you do. You do that.
Hey, go to your damn story.
No, you do that because.
I'm supposed to be the one hosting all of a sudden you want
to
take a shit.
Do
what you got to do.
So let me tell my story? Fuck you.
Go ahead.
Fuck you. We're taking a break. Be right back.
Then let's take a goddamn break.
Hearing cup of mystery, champion bright, swoops out of the shadows, Darkwing owns the night. Somewhere some villain schemes, but his number's a 3, 2, 1. Darkwing Duck, when there's trouble you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Of smoke and he appears, master of surprise. Who's that cunning mind behind that shadowy disguise? Nobody knows for sure. Bad guys are out of luck. Here comes Darkwing Duck. When there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Watch out, you bad boys. I am the terror that flaps through the night, the night, the night, the night. Mysterious dark, daddy, numbers a Darkwing Duck. Oh, when there's trouble, you call DW. Darkwing Duck. Darkwing Duck. You better watch out, you bad boy.
Oh, and another thing, Tony C reminded me, he sent me a text message. You defended Jeff Hardy ass when he wrestled high.
Yep.
Everybody remember that.
I did not do that. I don't remember that at all. I didn't do that at all. Defended him when he was high. No, I didn't.
When he wrestled high, yes, you.
No, I did the fuck
you
not.
You fucking did say it.
No,
you said people should be allowed to do what they want to do. Me and you got into a whole argument.
Okay,
about
I said that, but I didn't. That did
you
not.
And I got
I
into
didn't
a
say
that
in the context
about
of that
argument.
No, I didn't.
His match with Sting, and you.
Okay.
Said, I wish William was still on his phone, and I wish Tony C. I know Tony C. This is some bullshit. You fucking said it.
Okay.
You gonna tell me you didn't?
Nope.
Are you gonna tell me you didn't? Really?
Nope.
again, you're fucking, you're twisting words.
So Tony lied too. He Tony remembered something.
Tony lied out the. Both Tony of us. Tony lied out the. Out the
So both of us had the same. Both of us just had the same memory, Rage, of something that you didn't do.
Apparently, apparently, what Rage has a problem with is that we don't understand what he means,
oh,
even
here
though
we go.
Even though here that, you know, I, you know, I, you know, the floor is white, but I, you know, I really didn't mean that. I mean, the floor is actually black.
He lives on Bizarro.
How am I supposed to know that that's what you meant?
Fucking Bizarro world.
Okay.
I can't believe he gonna sit up here and tell me. He tells me that he. That's some crazy shit. Rage. Mm-hmm. Your girl fell off stage.
Who?
Wendy Williams. Bust her ass.
Not my girl. Don't give a fuck. Good she did. Hope she broke a goddamn leg. I hope her dick broke off. I hope her damn dick broke off.
You can't say that.
Okay.
On Saturday night during her Houston concert, she had a concert, Reach. The sit-down tour.
A concert?
Isn't it? Why is her tour called a sit-down tour? It says Wendy was taking the stage when she had a very nasty fall. Shut the fuck up, okay? There's the fall that never happened, she joked to the audience after the incident in which she grabbed the microphone and started to head across the stage before a misstep sent her sprawling. Put that on YouTube, that's what she said. Number one, this is like our seventh city on our 12th city comedy tour. 12th city comedy tour. Number two, every stage is different. I didn't see that shit. I'm 12 feet tall, but you caught it, right? Did you catch my 51-year-old recovery? She continued. Comedian was still laughing about it on Sunday when she tweeted, forgot it's the sit-down tour, not the fall-down tour.
What kind of comedian?
And she had on some coochie-cutter shorts, and they have footage of her falling. You want to see it?
I don't care for it.
Do you want to see it?
I don't know. I don't care. Wendy can go eat a bag of dicks. And her own.
If Wendy, she got some money. If she asked you out on a date, would you go?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
Oh, my God.
I have standards. I have standards.
She bust her ass, yo. I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
I would date Caitlyn Jenner before I date Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams ain't got no ass either.
Yeah, I know, right? She'll twerk on her show and make it look like she got some. Minute. She ain't got no
her ass. Ain't no different than
Fuck off. Don't even go there. Fuck off. Don't even go there. Don't even go there.
I'm going to create a poll. I don't know. Maybe only the three of us.
Why don't you get a picture? You need a side-by-side because you... Mm-mm.
I need a side-by-side of what?
Get a side-by-side picture of Taylor Hendricks and Wendy Williams. Both their asses.
Wendy's is probably going to be a little bit bigger. See, that's the difference. Wendy has a little ass. Taylor Hendricks has no ass at all.
Fuck you.
That's the difference.
She has an ass. You so fucking ass.
Hey, look, you don't have to like it. You got to accept it.
I'm not accepting it because it's not true.
Some of the stories we didn't get to talk about last week, one of them that I know you want to talk about was about the woman who was carrying something around in her bag, right? You remember that one?
Victoria's Secret bag.
You want to go ahead and you want to build on that?
She carried a dead baby in a Victoria's Secret bag in the store, right?
I believe so.
Yo, you sent me that and really, like, I just, like, that was just the most unbelievable shit I have ever heard. Like, that is just some of the coldest shit I've ever... For what reason? Like, did she kill the baby in the car and didn't have anywhere to, like, to dispose of the body, so she just put it in the bag? Like, that is just some cruel shit. Oh, my God.
You don't have a story?
Yes, I do.
You want me to tell it?
Please do if you want to, yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, here it is.
Got teen it. Mom who carried dead baby in Victoria's Secret bag is charged with murder. Thursday, a teen mom caught with a dead newborn stuffed in a shopping bag while allegedly shoplifting at Victoria's Secret was charged with murdering the baby boy. Prosecutor Rachel Ferrari alleges that in October 2013, Tiana Rodriguez, 18, carried out the murder of newborn infant and then callously shoved him in a bag with the plan of, in her words, take this shit and dig a hole, put it somewhere, LOL, and then go eat at IHOP. Ferrari quoted the nonchalant text message from Rodriguez during the teen's arraignment on a second-degree murder charge. Rodriguez was initially charged with shoplifting of a $44.50 pair of skinny jeans from the Herald Square store. However, when security searched her bag, they made a gruesome discovery and found a dead newborn amongst her belongings. Sound like some shit from a fucking horror movie. And I'm not going to get into the rest because this shit is just nasty. Cut that shit off. Throw her ass under the jail.
Horrible.
Throw her fucking ass under the jail. Trifling bitch. That's some shit right there. Oh, that's sick shit. And you hear what she said? She was going, take the baby, dig a hole.
Bury the shit.
He said, take this shit, dig a hole, bury it, and go to IHOP. Good type of shit.
That's cruelty. That is some cruel ass shit. And newborn baby.
A newborn, she's a fucking animal. She is a fucking animal. She's an animal. She's a fucking animal. Number next. This is ridiculous. This is some ridiculous bullshit. Next in news. Coming from, all right, let's see what this is. Who posted this shit? All right. So, let's see. Brian Maiden. A woman arrested after two-year-old son found with dozens of neglected and... Woman arrested after two-year-old son found with dozens of neglected and dead animals.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my gosh. A 25-year-old South Carolina... Do we have anybody in the Randy M family that's from South Carolina? Because, I mean, I don't think we've ever gotten a story outside of the whole AME massacre from South Carolina. All right. 25-year-old South Carolina woman was arrested on Tuesday after authorities found her injured two-year-old son lying on the floor amid more than 80 neglected and dead animals in her house.
God.
Let me say that shit like I'm from Canada. This is from Echelon. For more than 80 neglected and dead animals in her house. WH. NSTV reported.
That's not both how Canadians talk.
Yes, they do. Most of our offices probably were, and I'm not making fun, they do, they'll tell you. Alright.
Go ahead.
Alright. Most of our officers probably were faced with something last night they probably have not seen in their careers. It was a very sad situation to see something like this. 80 fucking animals in her house? The suspect, Savannah Victoria Morgan, was charged with bodily injury of a child, 3 counts of unlawful neglect of a child, and animal neglect after allegedly changing her story regarding the boy's injuries. Investigators say she first said he choked while eating potato chips before claiming she dropped him on the floor. The news station reported that a local official said on Wednesday that the boy was diagnosed with brain bleeding and retinal injuries and faces a major road to recovery. Morgan's other two children were placed in the custody of the State Department of Social Services. She was reportedly pregnant at the time of her arrest. What the fuck?
Whoa.
Animal control officials were also dispatched to the suspect's home in Gray Court, a small community 26 miles from Greenville, after sheriff's deputies found 88 animals on the property, with the vast majority of them already dead. 48 dead rats were recovered, along with 10 dead pythons, 11 dead gerbils, and 6 dead tarantulas, among others. 2 dogs were found alive but neglected to the point of starvation. Morgan's bail was set at $85,000 on Wednesday, with the additional condition that if she posts bail, she would be forbidden from having any contact with her children with approval from state officials. She'd also be barred from owning any pets until her case is resolved.
Or own none. Fuck that. Why would you give her the right to even have it? Man... That's some serious ass neglect.
She probably was okay until she killed them 2 dogs. You know, motherfuckers go crazy over their dog.
And she's pregnant. with another one?
Yeah, pregnant with another baby.
Oh, God.
So as soon as that baby come out the womb, they're done.
She's gone.
That came from Iron. He sent us that one. Oh, here's one, Rage. You should enjoy this one. This is another one from Iron Man. Dead creature feature, a brief look at necrobestiality. Back in October 2006, many American papers reported the case of Ronald Kutch, a 44-year-old man from Michigan who was jailed for having sex with a dead dog.
Oh, my.
Seen by a number of people, including staff members of a nearby daycare center and the police. A summarized account of the incident at the Pet Abuse website reported that Kutch was arrested after police searched the area of Midland and Carter Roads on October 20th for a man who ran away from the Bay County Animal Control Center. The entire incident was within view of nearby daycare center. Kutch is charged with crimes against nature and assaulting a law enforcement officer. Troopers said a woman from the daycare center called for animal control because there was a dead dog near the property that had been hit by a car several days earlier. Before officers could arrive, the man showed up and began engaging in sexual acts with the dog, police said. The animal control officer also reported seeing Kutch involved in the sex act, and he approached him. Kutch shoved him away and ran off. Police officers later learned that the dog, a black Labrador retriever, belonged to Kutch's girlfriend. The dog had been dead for 4 or 5 days. There's a lot more to this story. I'm not going to read it all, but let me see what this says. It says, the acts of humans having sex with dead animals appears to be incredibly rare. What's more, the reason for engaging in such acts may not even be sexually motivated. For instance, Brenda Love's entry on necrobestiality in her Encyclopedia of Unsexual Sex Practices noted that the Suhalui, an Arabian fisherman along the coast of Africa until 100 years ago, believed that unless they had anal sex with the sea cows that they netted or that they had washed up dead, they would be dragged out to sea the next day and drowned by the sea cow's dead sister. I'm not reading this dead shit. Here they go again, trying to make Africans seem like savages. What am I reading from? Dr. Mark Griffin. What do you read about Dr. Mark Griffin's? This fuck. Dr. Mark Griffin's Bachelor of Science, PhD. Mark Griffin's a chartered psychologist. Oh, fuck him.
So he's
eat ass Mark Griffin. I'm going to find him. I will find you. Find you. And kill you.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me see if he got a phone up. I should leave his ass a nice, nasty...
No, there's something I wanted to talk to you about. There's something... This is going totally off script, but there's something that I wanted to bring to your attention.
Oh,
I got to find it. Give me a second.
I should have had this shit ready.
I know. But give me a second. Go ahead. I'll find it. Mm-mm. Go ahead, I'll find it.
Man arrested after allegedly giving child a wet willy.
What? Are you serious?
And this dude, look. A homeless Connecticut man faces charges after allegedly giving a 4-year-old boy a wet willy.
Depends where.
Shut up. He's...
Oh, that's wrong.
This comes from... Stacey Dublin offered this story. It says, this is from Huffington Post. Michael Majani, 34, was in a business waiting room with a boy and his mother last Tuesday when the icky incident occurred, the Hartford Courant reported. Majani allegedly weaponized his finger with spit before... See, this is the... Wait a minute. Wait. See, this is... Listen to the verbiage that... Listen what was used to describe this incident. Listen to this shit. But Johnny allegedly weaponized his finger with spit.
Weaponized
his finger with spit before sticking it in the child's ear. The child's understandably irritated mother, and they broke the word irritated down, so it said ear and then dash irritated. Mother and employees at the business confronted the perp. Majani quickly fled the scene of his vehicle, police said, but was soon stopped by authorities. The suspect was charged with second-degree breach of peace and reckless endangerment, according to NBC Connecticut. He was released on a $500 bond and is expected in court August 19th. So that motherfucker going to be in court in about 7 days because he stuck his finger in somebody's ear.
All right, I found it. So remember we talked about the gay gangs in Washington, D.C.? It's actually true.
Yeah, true.
Last Friday, I know.
Wait a minute, they did a whole documentary on it. That's what the story was about. It's true.
Oh.
You thought it wasn't real?
No, it's. I didn't think. No, I knew it was real, but they just confirmed it. They just.
Wait, stop.
I knew it was real, but this is just
true.
Just hear me out. So last Friday.
All right, you can tell me the story, but you gotta do the voice first.
No.
Do
last
it.
Friday, Washington D.C. man. No, I'm not doing it, Lee. So no.
I'll be annoying until you do it. Do the voice read. I'm gonna be annoying until you do it. Do the voice read.
Do the voice. Do the voice.
Oh. Come on, big baby. Do the voice. That's your new nickname, baby. Come on, big baby. Do the voice.
No.
Come on, big baby. Do the voice.
No.
Come on, man. Do the voice.
No.
Yo, just do it one time.
No. I did it that one time, and I ain't doing it again, so no.
Okay. Cause a lot of people don't know that was you, though.
And guess what? No.
Come on, dude. But we got the audio, so you might as well just do it now.
Go ahead and play the audio. I ain't doing it again.
All right, go ahead and tell your story, man.
So last Friday.
Make this last half hour on the show a living hell for you if you don't.
Okay.
All right.
So last Friday, a Washington, D.C. man was forced into a van and sexually assaulted by a group of men. They say it represents a change in what's going on out here in the streets, that we have a group of people who are specifically looking to target, kidnap, and sexually assault men. This is a very profound event, and it's a change in what we're used to investigating, says Delroy Burton, president of D.C. Police Union. Police are looking for seven suspects. Only one can be specifically described as a Hispanic man in his 20s, about 6'1", with short, black, curly hair. He was wearing an orange shirt, gray sweatpants, and carrying a gun. This is the second male-on-male gang rape in Washington, D.C. in less than a year. Police suspect the gang of rape.
Do it.
It's hard to lose them. I'm not doing it.
Do the voice.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, so stop asking. Now he wants to be quiet. Lee. Hey, Lee.
Well, sounds like you pissed him off.
I'm not doing the voice. No, we should stop asking.
Yes.
Let's go to Pastor Dell's neck of the woods. Bowling Green, Missouri. St. Louis woman is accused of trying to smuggle heroin to a Northeast Missouri jail inmate through a kiss. I don't know why I kept wanting to read. I ain't going to tell you what I... Okay. St. Louis woman accused of trying to smuggle heroin to a Northeast Missouri jail inmate through a kiss. The Hannibal Courier Post reports that 66-year-old... Wait a minute, 66? Ew.
What are you going to
tell? Ew, I should have read this first. Wait a minute. 66-year-old Betty, and you know she old because she spelled Betty with an E at the end. Betty Wilkins is charged with delivery of a controlled substance at the correctional facility and distribution of a controlled substance. A message left with her attorney was not immediately returned. Wilson was arrested July 19th. A probable cause statement says she planned to pass heroin balloons from her mouth to an inmate in the state prison of Bowling Green by kissing him. Instead, she swallowed 5 balloons of the drug.
Oh, God.
It was high as a kite. The balloons were recovered the next day. Oh, I wish they showed a picture of her. Rage, do the voice.
Nope.
Why?
I said no.
You ask for a lot of shit, and we do our best.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Remember all of this, Rage.
Okay.
I don't remember. I don't ask much from you.
Yes, you do. You ask for too much.
I'm cutting your ass off until the show next week. This is the shit. And this is what you do?
Somebody sounds bitter.
Nah, because I just asked you a fucking question. You can't just... I mean, come on now.
You didn't ask me a question. You asked for something.
Show.
It's you asked for something that you want me to do.
It's to enhance the fucking show.
To enhance the show?
To enhance the show.
Play the audio. Double A got it. Ask him. Shit.
This is fun. You think this is funny? You think just because you have something... Because I need you to do that. I want you to do something for me. You think this gives you power over me?
Yeah, exactly what it is.
Fuck you. You know what? I'm going to read Matt Echelon's story then.
Say what?
I'm going to read Matt Echelon's story if you ain't going to. Come on now.
Okay.
You read ain't going to do
Matt Echelon's story.
Matt Echelon just sent this in. People in wheelchairs are having great sex. Better sex than a lot of people are having. Toronto.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Toronto to host massive world first orgy for disabled people. A theater in the Canadian city will host a 125 person event in August. Ticket price includes interpreter for the deaf and hydraulic lifts. Organizer Stella Palikarova has spinal muscular atrophy. She was fed up with people assuming she had no libido. Co-organizer, it says a wheelchair can become just a big sex toy.
Oh my god.
This is real. This is not an orgy for disabled people is poised for takeoff in Toronto, and it has been described as bringing down the Berlin Wall of sex for people with disabilities. The event, which could well be a world first, is a monumentous occasion for its organizers and for thousands of members of the disabled community. The Deliciously Disabled Sex Night will be hosted in a theater in a Canadian city, and organizers are supplying everything necessary to make it an accessible night for everyone. For everyone. So, Matt, Echelon, are you in Toronto? Are you going to go?
Are you disabled?
Entry cost is $20. Shit, well, I mean...
Pretty, I think that's a very nice thing to do, make the disabled, you know... It's pretty cool.
But caretakers get in for free. It should be the other way around.
In what way?
The ticket price covers everything from an interpreter for the deaf to hydraulic lifts. The Masquerade Ball-themed event, which is open to both disabled and able-bodied people, has 125-person capacity with space for 20 wheelchairs. So if this going to be the straight-up orgy, I mean, like, with straight-up fucking...
How are they supposed to fuck, though?
Now, see, I feel bad about talking about that video we did a couple of weeks ago when the deaf girls were fighting, and it sounded like... Oh, I feel like shit now. And four members of the creative Deliciously Disabled, who has cerebral palsy, told Mail Online, when we talk about disability and sexuality in the same breath, if at all, we often discuss only the obstacles and fail to see the opportunities. We don't have a language that celebrates sex and disability... And Deliciously Disabled hopes to do just that.
Deliciously Disabled.
I'm down for any kind of fucking. I mean, hey. We want to give people with disabilities opportunity to be at a forefront of sex-positive party, something that we never see, but also introduce people to who do not experience this ability to all have its deliciousness. This event is working to... Okay. Let me see what you can do. Naturally, there have been criticisms from some individuals who have yet to understand and grasp the importance of an event such as this. I want to see photos.
what you
the naysayers are just subconsciously hating the fact that people in wheelchairs are having great sex, better sex than a lot of people are having, she told the Toronto Sun. By making this party accessible, we are shit, let's see. Oh, hold up, wait a minute, is this what I think?
What?
I want to hear how serious she is in her voice. There's video. Yeah, there's video. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull this up. Because she looks very... While I'm linking this in, check the chat and see if Echelon responded. I want to know if he's going. Why are you laughing? This is...
This is some shit, I swear.
Huh? What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's just some awesome shit. It's really some awesome shit.
The sex night will be held on August 14th at the Buddies and Bad Times Theater. the Parapan Am Games. Hopefully we can get this to play. I'm interested to see what this lady got to say.
Deliciously disabled.
Would you, hey Rage, would you watch Would you watch a porno with disabled people fucking?
What disabled people?
Any?
Arrangements. Go ahead.
Out with a guy, and he said, "Right, should we go for a drink?" And my handbag was open, and he said to me, "What on earth do these power? These tiny little batteries?" And I said, "Oh, actually, I'm a hearing aid user. They're for my hearing aids." And his reaction was, "I've always wondered why deaf people do this."
The awkward with me and dating is the dinner, which is that clearly in their mind, they've gone, "Okay, I'm going to get ready. We're going to have dinner together. He's probably going to spill something. I'm ready. It's going to be fine. Nothing." And they get so nervous that they spill the wine.
I was sat in a bar next to a guy out of my chair on a sofa, and he was chatting me up. And then I shouted to my friends to go and get my chair. And as they brought it along and I transferred into it, stared at me, stared at the chair, stared at me again, and then just stood up and walked off.
On a date with a guy who I met at a pub, we exchanged numbers. I brought it up quite early on that I had a condition that was like arthritis, and he kind of like took it all in and looked at me and he was like, yeah, I've totally read somewhere that you can be cured of that if you just eat the right thing.
You know, a lot of people are really polite to disabled people. So I'd say, "Do you want to come back for coffee?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I'd like, "Eh, do you understand my motivation for asking you back for coffee?" Oh, right. Oh, no, right, I'm fine then, thanks. And that's good, because I was direct, because I don't want my time wasted.
When I was in bed with someone once, it was one of the first times that we'd, you know, been together in that way, and we both had a little bit to drink. I start having a seizure, but I can't communicate I'm having a seizure. Now, a seizure, pretty shaky, bit of moaning, bit of groaning, could look like, you know, the moment of, "Oh, yes, don't stop, keep going." That was not what I wanted, but that is what they read, and they kept going and going, and eventually I managed to communicate, "No, really, stop now."
You want to date yourself a disabled person? We're hot, we're raunchy, we're good at it. It's a no-brainer. At the very least, it'll make you feel better about yourself. At the very best, you'll get the dick.
Just one.
All right, so I think that video... What are you laughing at?
That was not. That was classic. That was good. That was good.
So, would you watch a porno with disabled people screwing? Would you feel guilty watching it?
I would.
Like two deaf people.
Where was
two blind people?
I mean, two deaf, two blind. I mean, yeah, I wouldn't necessarily feel guilty.
What if it was a midget and a Helen Keller person, like deaf, blind, and would you, I mean...
Deaf, dumb, and mute?
Yeah. See, I didn't want to say deaf, but double A said it. Would you read? Deaf, dumb, and mute. Oh, deaf, dumb, and blind, and... Because Helen Keller couldn't see, she couldn't hear, she couldn't talk. And someone who was a vertically challenged, a dwarf, a midget.
It would make
Brian Troyer and Helen Keller, would you watch that?
Hell no, 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 no.
You wouldn't watch Brian Troyer and Helen Keller?
No, no.
Oh?
Mm-mm.
Who's somebody that you need to see in a porn?
Somebody that I need to see in a porn?
Yeah.
Somebody famous.
I assume.
I was going to say something, but I didn't want to piss you off, so I'll say,
No, I'll say what you were going to say.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Say what you were going to say, Rage.
I would have to say... Damn, this is really hard.
Come on now, I have all day.
Serena Williams. Yeah.
Okay, so Serena Williams... All right, this is the deal. You got to watch the porn. You pick the person you want to see, and I got to pick the other person that's in it. All right, so you said Serena Williams. So the other person you have to watch in it will be Wendy Williams. So you have to watch Serena Williams and Wendy Williams. Is watching Serena Williams worth having to sit through and watch Wendy Williams as well?
To get to Serena, yeah, I guess.
Okay. If CM Punk had a porn, would you watch it?
Depending on who he's fucking.
Wendy Williams.
No.
He lying ass.
No, I wouldn't. Why the fuck would I want to? If I don't like Wendy Williams at all, and no.
So you mean to tell me you would only be watching it for CM Punk?
I wouldn't watch it for CM Punk either.
But you said you would watch it.
I'd feel guilty watching it.
Because he's your god. You can't imagine. You can't. That would be sacrilege, Rage.
Pretty much. Very sacrilege.
Seeing your lord and savior that don't know you exist indulge in that act. You know he probably fucks that little AJ Lee every night, you know?
That's what I need to see in the porn.
Aw, nasty ass.
That's what I need to see.
You nasty ass. Yeah, you would. That would be. You would never leave the house. You would lose your job and everything. You'd be worse than William and his Athena pics. Oh my gosh! I don't even know how he has the strength to go to work after. Yeah, we got to get her back on.
Athena, really?
I might have to go start some shit like I did a couple years ago between her and Lala. I might have to start some shit to get her back on the show.
Don't go.
She needs to know the impact that she has on this network and what she's done mentally. They write novels and short stories and shit like this ends up on.
Yeah, people.
Like,
yeah, I.
The shit I think she put him through. William, so she needs to be made aware of it.
William writes erotic friend fiction with Athena in it.
Softcore porn.
I thought
we were going to do softcore porn reviews. Which reminds me. So there was this article that went out, this story that went out. So apparently, these correctional officers had got suspended for watching porn with an inmate.
Come on, now why they have to get suspended for watching porn with an inmate?
My understanding,
that's not cool. That's not ain't right.
Okay, this is if someone else knows better and they have facts, not what they think, but what they know, and you can tell me. But this is what I heard. Okay, I've heard that. When a person is, when an inmate is arrested, when they're taken in and jail, they're a ward of the state. So anything you do against them becomes like a huge deal.
Okay.
So that's why, like, it ain't like it used to be back in the day. Now, if someone has sex with an inmate, they get locked them up. Is what I heard.
Wow. I didn't know that now. I didn't know that.
But for the whole porn situation, it's like, what's the big,
really, what is the big deal?
Motherfucker had to get, motherfuckers got busted nut, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't wait around for
either
the
that or it's either that or fuck some dude in the ass in jail.
So, what do you think about it? You think it's,
I think it's wrong they got suspended.
What do you think should have happened?
They should have just left it alone. Because
I think they took conjugal visits away, didn't they?
Yeah.
So no more fucking in. Here it is right here. Jail guard. And this one motherfucker, I think he's cheesing hard as a motherfucker. No, like he doesn't have it's like it's no shame that he got caught. Like, he is smiling. Maybe this is him on the first day of the job. This can't be. These other two dudes look like they took pictures of, let me see, Tyrone Noel, 39, Oscar Taylor, 53, and William Taylor, 27, were charged after investigators said they were caught watching porn on a cell phone.
Oh, God.
What the shit? So real quick, a Cook County jail guard has resigned after 22 years on the job due to allegations of impropriety. Oh, so he resigned. So you know once he resigned, you know what that means, right?
That.
He probably still getting his pension or whatever comes along with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he hurried up and quit. So I'm guessing the 27-year, it says authorities say Oscar Taylor, 53, was caught on surveillance video watching a pornographic video on his cell phone with two inmates inside the jail's barbershop. Wow. Investigators caught Taylor watching videos with inmates 39-year-old Tyrone Noel and 27-year-old William Taylor after authorities received word that contraband was being bought at the Division 6 barbershop. I wonder if it was more to it. I wonder if it was the fact also that he had the cell phone in there. They consider porn contraband?
That's exactly what they're doing. They're considering porn to be contraband.
So they rather, what they rather them fuck each other?
That's exactly what they would rather.
I'm just trying to figure out. I mean, you know, I mean, these dudes trying to, you know, trying to burn these memories, trying to burn these scenes into their minds so they can have it later on. And you got damn surveillance cock block.
Damn shame.
Coco said that she's Ice-T's slave during an interview. How do you feel about that?
Coco's Ice-T's slave.
That's what she said. Those are her words.
Oh. Well, I guess that's a victory for the black man, I guess. I don't know.
It says Coco Austin recently stated that she thinks all women should be submissive and went so far as to say she is her husband's slave.
Oh, well.
It says
not all women aren't going to be slaves to their man. No, definitely not. But if she feels like she's a slave to Ice-T, then a victory for the black man, I guess.
All right, let me ask you what are your comments on this. It says during their time on the show, the parents to be. Guess she's pregnant, maybe, unless they adopt him. It says the parents of B also discussed what they plan to name their baby, their views on parenting, and whether Coco thinks Kim Kardashian and Nicki Minaj have real butts.
Well, obviously their asses aren't real, so. Their asses aren't real, so what's the matter to her? Hers isn't real either.
Okay, well, they asked her that. It's not something she brought up on her own, so fall back. All right, so let me ask you. Ice-T and Coco have been together for some years, right?
Yeah.
And Coco's not... She's not old. I mean, Ice-T's up there, but... I mean, Coco's not... I mean, I'm looking at this picture of her. I'm curious.
Isn't she going in her 40s or something? She has to be going in her 40s.
How old do you think Ice-T is?
Oh, God. Gotta be like in his late 50s. Right?
Alright, let's see. So Coco is Coco's younger than me.
What? How young?
Coco just turned 36 in March.
Get the fuck out of here.
How long have they been married?
So how old is Ice-T? They've
been married to him since 2002. So about 13 years. I'm about to find out how old he is. Shit. Ice-T is older than my father. He's almost 60. He's 57.
Whoa.
He's got her like 21 years.
Wow.
Can I get some Coco pictures? I need to see Coco. I do.
That's who I would love to see in the porn right there.
William went and found that picture. This motherfucker stayed up and found that Athena picture. Not the one I was in with Athena, but the one I was talking about.
He texted me too.
He went... Double A, say something before I do.
What do you want me to say?
He... This motherfucker went on a fucking scavenger hunt and found the fucking photo. Oh my gosh. See that waist, William? My hands were around that. The only people's hands that was around that waist is what's mine and her and her boyfriend to be.
Where is it? I can't find it. Where is it?
He didn't send it to you. He didn't want you to have it. You're not to know.
Well,
chat room. Y'all got cocoa pictures? I'm about to come back in the chat. I need cocoa pictures. Let's see. Shit. Y'all ain't got no fucking cocoa pictures. Oh, nobody want to see the picture of Athena. Let me see if I can get the picture of Athena. William, if you're listening, post a picture in the chat room, William. Now I got to save it to my computer, and I got to run. Shit. Actually, I might be able to do it this way. Let's see. Somebody else do it. Double A. Let's see. Oh, my God. Double A. Woo-hoo! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. I got one better. I know they asking for the Athena picture. Y'all just going to have to hold off on that because y'all got to see this cocoa picture. Whoever get the best cocoa picture, there's a prize. William, post the Athena picture in the chat room so they can see that because you're still in the chat. And I'm going to post the cocoa picture. So there's the cocoa picture. Anybody got another cocoa picture? I'm looking for the one where it's like cocoa and another white girl and they like doing like some type of yoga moves. If anybody can find that one. God, Rage. Rage.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
Playing the games again, huh?
I'm not playing the games.
What are you doing? Jerking off the...
Looking at this. I could be.
Yeah. I found the picture that I was looking for. I'm gonna put it in the chat room.
That shit there. Mm.
Here's the cocoa picture that I'll put it in Skype for you, Reed.
The black man's kryptonite. Woo! Oh shit! Oh my god! Oh. No, I'm looking at the Athena picture. Oh my god! Gosh,
you just William saw that?
Will just sent it to me. Ooh!
I bet you he won't send the one with me and her in it together, though.
Ooh, buddy. Oh, shit.
William won't be getting to taste that no more. Don't look good enough. It looked good enough to eat, but William, you can't even get the crumbs.
Oh my god!
And like hamburger helper, make me a meat.
Oh my god!
That's what that looked like hamburger helper, make me
that's
a meat.
That's cornbread. That's cornbread and collard greens fed right there.
Mm-mm-mm. All right,
look
going.
At the thighs. Oh my god!
Oh my god! You know what? I need iced tea to go away.
Why? Okay.
Do you think she's faithful to him? Like.
I don't think so.
I mean, like, do you think, like, she... Like,
this picture you just sent me, oh my god, that ass on Coco. Oh my god. The one where she's, like, on top of another girl and they're doing some sort of Cirque du Soleil shit. They're stretching.
Let's see what Echelon sent me.
Oh my god.
They got pictures.
Look at the one Surfer did. Look at the one Surfer sent. Oh my god.
See, Echelon got me seeing some shit where I gotta click on him. I'm 18 or older and shit. What you got me doing, Echelon, looking at?
Look at the one Surfer just posted. Oh god.
Oh, Echelon gave me some nudes.
Nudes? Coco got nudes?
I mean, she's showing, it's like showing her breath, her titties and shit. She got a nipple ring and shit like that.
Oh my god.
No, Surfer sent you something?
No, Surfer posted something in the chat. Oh my god. Only on this show.
This will get the listeners up when the word gets back on the street that we had cocoa pitchers.
It looks good enough to eat. I don't mind.
It does. It looks good enough to eat.
You know, girls are doing the archer back challenge now. They're recording themselves like arching their back. How big their ass looks?
Show me the picture. What, on YouTube?
Yeah.
No.
Girls doing the archer back
challenge. They probably some pony ass 14-year-olds doing that shit, aren't they?
Probably so.
Yeah, see, I'm not wasting my time. No. No, because see, you see some bony ass 14-year-old ass. Yeah, see, look. Fucking babies and shit. On Vine.
On Vine? A baby? Oh, God, no.
It's fucking these young ass. Oh, this one ain't. What the fuck is this shit?
Alright, we gotta. Yeah, we gotta go.
Yeah, I didn't realize time, but shit. Oh my God, hold on. One more picture. Wait a minute. Somebody give me one more. Anybody put one more picture? Give me enough material.
Damn, Coco was flat before surgery. Damn. Oh my God. That's scary.
Alright, here we go. Wait a minute, I got something for y'all. I'm gonna send y'all home tonight. I'm gonna send y'all to bed tonight with something. Something cool. Alright, so. Great, this is guaranteed to help you get a good night's sleep tonight. I just put the video in the chat room and on Skype. Now, this is a grown person doing an arts challenge, not little children. And she kept her clothes on doing it. She on the steps, she on the car. And they even measuring the arches. Oh my God. Wow.
Swishing
Wi-Fi. Twerking and arching.
Hold on a second. It's almost caramel kitten.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wow. It's like she the bitch is on skates.
I'm trying to wait for this shit to load. Come the fuck on.
Damn, I mean, what, you on Williams' computer?
Oh my God, this... No, I just had to switch to my Wi-Fi. Not my data. Oh my God.
It's like a fucking roller coaster. I'm done.
Oh my
God. With nobody... Wow. I can do that next week in the middle. We can't taint the opening and the closing.
Who the fuck is this? Oh my God.
Nobody sent me that. Nobody, you need to contact me outside of the chat room because. What is it? General Nemesis? General AAA? I don't even know what that is.
Oh.
Who is General AAA?
I'm just Ray, talking
what is
about
General AA?
I don't know. I guess it's talking about double A. I don't know.
No, General A, triple A.
Hold on.
William, put it in the put the thing to pick in the Freezing Geese page.
Wow.
All right. Did you link it, William?
Oh my God.
Oh, I see. I'll put in the Freezing Geese. Did you see the video, Reed? Oh, William Murray.
Of Caramel Kitten. Oh my
there
God.
You put it in there. Then I can Photoshop it and put myself underneath.
Oh my God.
Watching the video?
Oh yeah.
Are you watching the video?
Yeah.
Yo, what you doing, yo?
My jaw is on the floor right now. Oh God!
Oh, we don't need all that, Reed. You can get off the air. You can do that when you get off.
God damn.
apparently there's other videos. This one with an exercise bike. Oh my god. Whoa. Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up. Hey, Double A, quick question. And then we're going to do the plugs. I got a question with Double A. All
right.
So we sitting up there putting these YouTube videos on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would it be crazy to put... Nah, that'd be crazy.
What?
So there's somebody I know who done some videos.
Oh.
Who? See, Double A knew instantly what I was talking about.
Who?
Instantly, Double A knew what I was talking about. Double Rage, you still don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
Oh, God, Rage. Use your third eye, buddy.
Wait, you talking about,
Yeah, exactly.
Girl.
No.
Yeah, her. Yeah, the one in the muscular chick. Yeah, her.
No, I'm talking about somebody who was with Laverne Cox.
Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. Hold on.
I don't even know how to tell you without telling you. Never mind, Rage. Forget it.
Oh, my God.
Rage.
Yeah, man. Oh, my God.
Need a minute? God.
We going to have to get the hell out of here.
Okay, so you can go beat your shit. Alright, everybody.
Oh my god, she's twerking in the library. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god.
You're sick, man.
Real nasty right now. Very nasty right now on this phone.
I feel like I want to throw up.
You sound nasty right now. I mean, I didn't give you that. I didn't share that for you to do all that. You know what? Thinks about.
I think he hit something while he was on the air.
It's not like he popped a molly or something.
Oh, please!
I should never say. And this is not even. This is YouTube videos. This ain't even porn he's watching. Alright, Rage, calm yourself down. You know what? Go ahead. Everybody, thank you for joining us tonight. You can join us on Rant EM Radio for all the fine programming that's produced here.
Oh my God.
Coming back Thursday at 9 p.m. Rant and Wrestling with Mofo Magic and the boys. Follow it Friday. Live, Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil, Impact Player Phil Rea, and Dave Megapowers. Saturday, you can join William Morgan, the Wrestling Call-In Show. It's a call-in show about wrestling at 11 p.m.
I bet he sleeps in his own mess.
Yep. Don't eat where you shit.
Oh, yo, this girl's ass.
Sunday live. 5 p.m. Comic book show with Silver Surfer and Jordan Worth Cobb. And you can turn
this
right back around.
On Zero's ass is ridiculous.
Starting at 8 p.m. live, the Mothership The Rant with Duck and Punk B. And immediately 11 p.m., you can join me, lead champion, Double A, the Enforcer again, and our resident pervert, Rage the Pervert.
Ooh! Oh my god!
That was a little freak.
Oh my god!
You can get that drop with a rock was like, you sick freak.
You can bounce a cup on that ass. Oh my god!
It's like Rage took a big blow.
This is awesome.
Yo, man, this is serious. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, man.
You sick freak.
Jordan. That's the one. Rage has seen porno. His defense has dropped sharply. Lee champion used porno. It's very
so.
All right, I'm Lee champion for Double A and Rage. Oh my god! Oh,
for God's sake! Oh, get it, girl. Yes, get that shit. Oh, get that shit.
Over a YouTube video.
Oh,
this isn't even. This is a YouTube video.
Oh. Oh.
Nobody still ain't telling me who General AA is. General AAA. Who's General Triple A?
I don't know.
Anyway, y'all, look. We join us next week. Tune into the rant first, and then join us immediately after. And you can hear Captain Orgasmo finish up whatever it is he just started.
Oh my god. All right.
We'll talk to you later. Holla. Hey,
Burst. He's going to be up all night.
Those tits. Yeah, later, bitches. Okay. Oh my god. Whoa.
Okay, Rage.
What the? Were you watching that video I sent you?
I was watching all of this shit. Every single one of Caramel's kittens' videos. Oh my god.
My god, this ain't even the fucking real thing. It's just fucking her. Just, I mean, it's cool to see, but I mean, it ain't.
Oh,
come on now.
It's a way better ass than Nikki. Oh my god. Oh my god. And she's doing the splits. Oh my god. Oh,
oh, oh. Oh my god, Rage. You are just a nasty ass. Like, it ain't that serious. Oh, when last time you had some pussy? I mean, why is you acting like this?
Oh man.
Over a YouTube video. your YouTube video? Come on, man.
Oh my god.
And this ain't even an act. This is you really like flipping out over this.
Yes. Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
It's a lot to be said for. You know what? I'm gonna have to Caramel Kitten, which one are you watching?
Damn, which one was the one?
I should have never sent you
that shit. The car one first, and then it was the one she's laying on the bed, and oh my
god. Exercise bike.
No. Hold on, I gotta look forward to it again.
One in the library.
Oh no.
The one on the stairs?
Oh.
The couch.
No, she's in her bed. She's on her bed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Rage, you know, I don't know. I don't think it's that serious, Rage, for me. Oh, anybody who getting ass ain't that worried about.
Oh, my God. Here it is. Oh, my God.
Can you relax?
Oh, my God.
Rage, I need you to calm down.
Oh,
that sounds real personal, Reed.
Oh my god!
If Caramel Kitten, if she approached you, would you talk to her?
Of course, I couldn't do it. No, I take it back. I couldn't do it. No. Go ahead.
Did you see one when she's Mrs. Claus and she's twerking with the old dude?
Yes. Oh my god. That's what
that got you all pumped up.
Oh, well, the listen. One I just sent you.
What did you send me?
Send you, look at your messages, your text messages.
You fucking text this to me? Oh shit, motherfucker, you just...
He's been watching on his phone.
Yeah, that's why you had me muted earlier. Sick. Motherfucker had me muted earlier so you could fucking jizz on your phone.
Oh. No, I didn't do that. No, I didn't. No, I wasn't doing that. I wasn't muted. I was not doing
shit.
I wasn't doing that. I swear to God, I wasn't doing it.
Come on now, man. This is a YouTube. Let motherfuckers find out that you are getting off on YouTube video.
God. You should have never showed me this.
So I think everybody wanted to see what you would do. So is it okay? I'll just drop the Santa Claus one, Christmas one in the chat so they can.
No, drop that one that I just sent you in the chat.
Sent it from my phone, so.
So copy the link into the dam and put it.
Why don't you just put it in there, you son of a fuck?
Oh my god. Oh boy, boy, boy.
Rich,
boy.
I gotta go. Ooh, it's almost 1:30, y'all. Come on.
Oh boy.
Oh shit, you know what, Rage?
What?
Oh shit, AA.
Yeah.
AA.
Yeah.
I think we still on the air.
Are we really?
Are we?
Oh my god.